And it was there that I find one story that I love most about the Thunderbird. One elder who unfortunately was deaf, I couldn't hear very well, and well, he could speak to me, he could speak. So he told a very short story to me, which I was found it very comical. And it was not, it was exactly for that purpose that story came out. It was a contest. He says there was a contest one time, what they call Indian Days. And one of the things that they do is to have someone, a man or whoever can tell the funniest story. So there was a contest. So whoever tells us a funniest joke or story would have a prize. So this man would tell me this story. He's an elder, about 75, maybe more. And unfortunately, he's very hard of hearing. But he knows that I was collecting stories. And I was actually, he knows that I was collecting shaman stories. So I visit him and he tells me a small story, which goes like this. He says, I heard about the story a few summers ago that we had the Indian Days, and there was a time when people will ask who will have a funny story. And he says there were many good storytellers, there were many comical stories to told, and quite a few people around. And there was an elder sitting there close by, just sits there and never said nothing or anything, just listen. And then finally one of the people who organizes this thing, he says, what about you, our grandfather? Don't you have any stories that you could tell us, and maybe you might win? So the old man says, no, I'm just enjoying myself. And they insist. And then finally he says, this guy, said the man. Then finally he says, well, I only have a small story, he says, which happens to me not long ago. At one summer we were living in a village where we were living. I got tired of staying in a community and I wanted to go out. This is summertime, he says. So I wanted to go up the river and hunt the fresh food. So my wife and I took off and take our tent and canoe, and we took off. And it was my usual responsibility to find food every day when we were living. And as I was expected to bring a food for the supper, we traveled in the afternoon, and towards the evening, we noticed that the cloud formation was turning for the great rain, and also possible storm, thunderstorm. As soon as the cloud formation comes so close and hear the thunder, we decide to stop and make a tent. And we did create it and set up our tent and stove and everything, our camp ready. Unfortunately, I didn't shoot anything or kill anything for supper.